The following programming is sponsored by Mark J. Bernstein. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
I don't know, high speed.
Entrepreneur, author, and financial consultant Mark Bernstein helps high-performing entrepreneurial business owners create a vision for the future and follow through on their goals and intentions. Ange Honorato is a business growth strategist who blends psychology and business together to create conscious leaders and business owners who impact the world. Founders Forum is a radio show podcast sharing the real stories behind entrepreneurship as founders discover more about themselves while providing valuable lessons and some fun and entertainment for you. Now, here's Mark and Ange.
Good morning, America. How are you? We are at I will tell you that we are actually on hiatus from the radio right now, so you'll be listening to the show a little bit later. And whether it's on podcast or whether it's on WWDB radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And so I am in sunny Florida. I know Ange is headed to Florida tonight. And we do have a guest today out of Pennsylvania named Craig Lurch, who I'll introduce in a moment. But in the meantime, let me reintroduce you to Ange Honorato, who has a thought for the day. And we'll take it from there and see where the show goes today.
Yes. Good morning. It's good to be back on recording, but back with everybody. And, you know, Mark, I shared with you offline that I just came from a 2-day training program in public speaking, and it's amazing. We can talk about that a little bit later if there's time. But one thing that popped up for me yesterday was a concept that was taught, and it reminded me about how important context is when we're working in our businesses or we're having communication with other people. And they taught a concept about a beat. And for me, when I think of the word beat, I think of being upbeat, moving, going, you know, related to music, things of that nature. But I learned yesterday that a beat in the world of performing, so if you're on stage, giving a speech, giving a play, that a beat is actually a pause. And it's super powerful when you can use it effectively. And so it got me thinking about how important when I'm working with my executive coaching clients, how sometimes just shifting the context of a word or a thought process or a story that we tell ourselves, how impactful that can be. So it got me really thinking, and I think it's a really good topic for today. And as we talk a little bit further with Craig, so love, I know you're a musician, so I'd love to hear your take on this concept of a beat.
Well, I think I have to absorb beat as a pause to shift context. So I like the idea, and I need to adjust to that. But I was just reading a music thing the other day, and I forget who it was from, but it was a guitarist that might have been Jeff Beck. But the importance of silence, you know, and how some of the most, and it was somebody talking about George Harrison, who was a great guitarist for the Beatles, but wasn't always considered one of the greatest guitarists. But this other great guitarist, might have been Jeff Beck, said what's great about George Harrison is how he knows when not to play. And that's the way I translate the music part. And I think that's true in speaking as well. I know that's not exactly what you're saying, but that pause, even in music, can change the context of what's going to happen next. And it certainly can do that. I can see how it can do that in thinking and or speaking. Craig, who has a lot of thoughts on a lot of things, you have any thoughts on that?
I've been taught a long time ago by a very wealthy gentleman who came to this country and built up to be a billionaire. And when I was early in the business, he taught me, he says, you have two ears and one mouth. Use them in proportion. And most of us are moving so fast, we're not letting somebody else finish their conversation because we want to interrupt them, because we want to get what's in our mind. But if we take a moment, slow down, sit back, it's like the race car drivers in the movie Ford versus Ferrari. They say that when you're at that 200 miles an hour flying like this, the body and the driver becomes part of the metal, and the metal just goes. And it's really just floating through the air. So having that moment of coming back actually puts you in that moment of slowing things down, and you're absorbing it versus just shelling it off. So yes, I believe in it 100%. And thank you, Ange, for bringing that up again.
So I love that, because we just took a conversation about context, and we all spoke about it with slightly different context, which is kind of cool if you think about what's going on there. So let's move on with today's show and let me introduce Craig Lurch. This is one of the most exciting intros I've had in a while. So Craig is known around the Philadelphia area as selling a lot of homes, over 4,000 transactions in his career in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area and suburbs. And he is the ROG in social media. Now, here's what ROG stands for: Real Estate Opportunity Outstanding, Out of the Box, Over the Top, Old Guy. And Craig's motto is, if you're not having fun, then why do it? And he also says 2024, the current year, is the year to grow and glow, which I love. So, Craig, let's talk about that ROG thing. Where'd that come from? And then let's get into your story.
I don't know about you guys, but I never did social media till 3 years ago. I watched everybody else do it. I'm like, I'm not getting on there and dancing. I'm not getting on there and cooking, and I'm not doing that. And my kids were like, Dad, there is definitely no way you are getting on social media. So in the process of all that, I did, and we'll get into later on about revamping and where it's going. I had to make this step because I was smashing my old way of doing business and was going to do business in a new way, in a new spot. And I was collaborating with the new agents in this company of EXP that I'm with. And we were away on a retreat and all these young guys were around and they're like, dude, you're like the OG of real estate. You've been around forever. Now, I'm an SOB. I'm a son of a broker. I was born in the business. I worked for my dad's company for years. Then I had my own brokers for my brother, Christopher, for years. And then a couple of years ago, I transitioned out into the company we'll talk about in a little bit. But the biggest thing is these guys are like, oh, my God, you're like the OG. And I'm like, I'm not an, you know, OG and, you know, a old gangster. They're like, no, you're the old real estate guy. I'm like, all right, I can deal with that. And they're like, where are you from? I said, Philly. And they're like, Philly, so you're going to be the POG. I was like, I ain't a POG. What's a POG? And then all of a sudden, they're like, one of the girls goes, you're like a daddy of real estate. I was like, I'm definitely not being that. So now I'm not going to be a dog. So then one of the guys goes, you're going to be the ROG, the real estate old guy. And we're going to make you get a picture with your arms crossed like in The Godfather. You know what I mean? And that's the way to do it. Well, this whole thing came about. And that's kind of where my logo came from. That's kind of the feel that it came. These young guys are in their 20s, named me, and it's flown. And I'm having an absolute ball with it. It started with the old guy. And then Pete Middleton, a good friend of mine in our company, said, dude, you're far from me, the old guy. You're like the out-of-the-box opportunity guy. So then we started to do just add all the O's to the ROG. But in social media, it's real estate old guy. It's fun.
You're really not the ROG. You're the ROG.
I don't know what it means. I call it the ROG. But what's fun about this is there's a lot of agents that have been in business a long time that I'm friends with, guys and gals. So we have I'm going to start an ROG club for all the people that have been in business 25 years that are still kicking it, still killing it. And I'm actually going to start having some fun and giving a monthly award away, I think, for the ROG, the outstanding old gal, whatever it might be. So like I said, if it's not fun, why do it? So.
Well, I've told you when we met, I can connect to that because I'm the guy in my company. I'm the resident old guy there. So, you know, and I'm the guy that does all the social media. Other guys do it the old fashioned way. So I guess I'm the fog financial, if you think about that. So anyway, this is a lot of fun.
The biggest thing is, it's also about life.
Yeah.
It's about making your own memes. Stop living everybody else's memes on social media. Make your own. Do you. Stay in your lane. Be you. Don't be somebody else. But push the button. If you aren't pushing a button on life, it's like not pushing a button on your social media or pushing the gas pedal in your car, whatever it may be. Push the button and just get out of your own way. Just do it. Have fun. Stop being in judgment.
I love it.
Craig, I just want to say one quick thing on that, Craig. I am I think I'm the cog. I'm the coaching old girl in my group. So
there you go.
I think we all have a moniker now, but I just want to say real quick that I was one of those people too that consumed so much social media, but never wanted to be you know, creating it or in front of it. And I had to shift that mindset too into all I'm doing is serving and supporting others. And if I do that, then I don't think of it like social media, right? It's just serve and support. And I love that. Push the button. I'm going to remember that analogy. So thanks
for
that.
If anyone out there is listening, the podcast, which you will be, or the radio show, take notes, because there are going to be so many good things coming out of Craig's mouth that you don't want to miss them. I'm telling you, every time I talk to him, I get more great little isms that he comes up with.
Growing the Craigisms.
I love that. Craig, tell us your story. So you were obviously you're an SOB, son of a broker. You grew up in the real estate business, and now you're evolving into something else. So tell us how that's where you're going and how that's come about.
You know, about 5 years ago, and I'm going to be dead honest, this real estate business is full contact. It is a full contact sport.
Right.
But real estate is a product. Real estate is a widget. It's something that I didn't choose to sell it. How many people wake up when they're born and say, oh, by the way, I'm going to be a real estate agent? Nobody. But I can tell you my dad did. My dad woke up and said, you're going to be a real estate broker. My sister's going to be a real estate broker. My brother's going to be a real estate broker. So the bottom line comes down to it is that is kind of where we're reinventing it. I got bored. I was getting bitter. I was getting stale. And what I wanted to do was figure out what's my next step. And a good friend of mine, Brian Moser, who was actually a Destiny coach with Tony Robbins and stuff, said, dude, you got to get a coach. You've been out of being coached for a while, because I coach a lot of people in real estate. I said, I don't need a real estate coach. He goes, no, you're going to go to my coach, who was actually the opening guy for Tony Robbins, Tommy Schaaf. He trains financial advisors. We talked about him before on MLS sales. So I called him and I said, dude, I want to get into your training. And he said, I don't train real estate agents. I said, I don't mind. I want to get my mindset right. All right. And your mindset is where I was. I was like stuck. I was in a funk. I was like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I know real estate. I wanted to continue with it, but I wanted to get to a new level. So he goes, okay, this is the deal. You're going to come into my financial training class. I'm not going to teach you the real estate. I'm going to teach you to practice. It's 2 days a week, 2 hours at a time. You have to be in it. 52 weeks, you're only allowed to miss three times. If you miss three times, you get thrown out. And by the way, it's X amount of dollars. All right. Over $20,000 to do the job. Okay. Wow. And if you don't get the money back if you miss the three classes. So I went through the thing. And as we came to our final review, we were realizing that I learned a lot, but I also figured out three other things while I was there. One main thing and three others. I learned my funnels. The funnels are the things in life that I'm going to focus on. It was change lives, make money, and have fun. Changing lives was going to be working with buyers, sellers, negotiating contracts, holding doors for ladies, people, letting people pull out in front, buying random acts of lunch for people and walking out anonymously, walking into a bakery shop and dropping a $100 bill and saying, run the tab until it goes and leave and not ever say who you are. Okay. Working with other real estate agents. There's 4,000 transactions in here in my brain is gray matter and is 8 inches of big head that there's information that I wanted to share. The other thing was make money. If you're not making money, you're going to be homeless. And I'm sorry for if it's blunt, but guess what? You got to make money or you can't fund your memes and your future. And then if it's not fun, why are you going to do it if it's painful? So bottom line comes down to change lives, make money, and have fun. Those were the funnels. The last thing we figured out was, okay, how can I get that to another level? And the level came from self-searching. Tommy said to me, what do you think your number one problem is? I wrote my zip code down. He wrote the word snow globe down. And he goes, he goes, they're almost the same thing. I have so much energy and so much knowledge and so much growth I still want to do. After 35 years in a business at 55 years old, he goes, you get to smash your snow globe. You get to start over and revamp. So I'm going to challenge anybody who's in an uncomfortable position, take a snow globe, think about yourself living in it for 35 years, for 10 years, 15 years. You ultimately, the water starts evaporating, the color starts changing. And if you were a fish in there, you'd start eating and defecating in there and you'd start drinking your own pollution. And what do? You end up dying. So what did we do? We smashed the snow globe. and decided that I've got to get outside of my zip code and I've got to get into a national vision. But what is that? And it was in real estate. It was eXp Realty. That's why I went there with no boundaries. And we can talk.
That is a great place to take a quick break. We're going to take a 1 minute break for commercial, Craig. And I got a lot more questions for you. So we'll be right back.
Attention employers, ready to secure your business? Verify Protect provides fast, accurate, and secure background checks. Ever wonder who's really joining your team? Don't gamble with uncertainty. Choose Verify Protect for nationwide, lightning-fast employee background screening. Forget AI glitches. Our pros review each detail. Why Verify Protect? Picture this. Flexibility tailored by your hiring team. Integration, customization, and online ease. Your rules. Discover legal and criminal checks, employment and education verification, financial and social insight, and government and housing checks. Your business shield starts here. Visit verifyprotect.com today and schedule a game-changing call. Don't play with dice with your hires. Verify Protect, your pre-employment screening experts.
TJ, go right back into it.
You're on.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're ready to report.
You're on. You can start.
Okay, great. Okay. We're back on Founders Forum. Craig, you just said a lot and you talked about a new direction. Two questions. You mentioned some challenges you had in real estate. And like you said, it's not easy. It's a full body contact, I think you said. And it is a, you know, I know it's a tough profession. I know a lot of people in it. So there's the obvious challenges. But what kind of challenges did you face? You were stuck. I want to say that sounds like the primary one. Anything else? And what strengths did you have to overcome that? And where are you headed from here?
The challenges that we face, a lot of them are self-imposed and some are market-imposed. If you're a chameleon, you can change with any market. And I had done that. I mean, being from the late 80s, I had been the up and downs of the 90s into there. I got in the business when the interest rates were 14.9%, you know, so I didn't know any different. I just know how to help people live in a house. You have seven places you can live in. We've had that discussion. You can own your own home. You can rent your own home. You can do three hots and a cot in the military. And if you've served in the military, thank you to everybody in your family who has and you. You can be in prison, which you really don't want to be, all right? You could be homeless where you don't want to be, and you could be dead. And those are really the places that you're going to end up, or living on the cot in somebody's house and being a squatter. So choose to own a house, and that's one of the biggest dreams people have, and that's what I wanted to achieve. But it's not easy because you have a lot of outside influx. You have interest rates, you have wars, you have pandemics, you have all those things. The average agent burns out after 5 years. The average agent does less than four transactions in a year. Granted, some guys might be doing four $100 million deals. So what? That's fine. But, you know, when you're consistently churning over 100 and some transactions a year, it will burn you out. It will distract you. And it does take away from your family life if you're a Pop-Tart. The challenges are keeping your line in business. Don't have it as a job. Have it as a business. If it's a job, you're going to be a Pop-Tart. You're just going to be jumping around. You are a business. You're running a business within a business, helping people meet their dreams. And that is where it goes from transactional to transitional into building your next step. And that was one of my biggest challenges. I got bored being in a small spot. I wanted to be around more energy. I wanted to see more things. I wanted to help more people. I wanted to touch markets in different places. That was one of my biggest challenges.
So, and I think I know where you're going. So let's talk about where you're going and how you're meeting those challenges.
Okay. So when we went through the coaching and I smashed my what do you call it?
Snow
I lost the word there. Got a cul-de-sac. Smash the snow globe.
Part of being an OG.
Yeah, right. Tommy said, who's also friends with Brian Moses, who's been a longtime friend of mine for 30 years in the real estate business. He says, Craig, why don't you come look at eXp? Well, I had looked at it 5 years ago, and then I re-looked at it again this time. And the reason I liked changing, and remember, I was my own broker. I was a broker of five different companies, multiple states for other friends, all that stuff. So I had my own company.
You're an entrepreneur.
Was Lurch and Associates Realty. I had a huge ego trip. My name was on the sign. That and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee. But it wasn't giving me my dream of what I wanted to do, which was change more lives. I couldn't do it just in my zip code because I was functioning under the old traditional, old-fashioned real estate function, which means you stay in your little zone and this is where you're at. All the other real estate companies in the country are franchises or broken into regions, zones, territory, offices, blah, blah, blah. eXp Realty is the only cloud-based, worldwide, fastest-growing, agent-centric, stock-traded on NASDAQ real estate company with no boundaries. It went from being my snow globe, no matter what real estate company I went to being my blue ocean that I can be in multiple places. I've got teams in Florida. I got teams in San Diego. I got teams in New Jersey. I can now be licensed in those states or not be licensed in those states and have teams or other agents that I'm working in conjunction with that has my own little brokerage in my snow globe, I couldn't do. I've got a teammate in Ibiza, Spain now. I could never have done that, So it gave me the tools to go outside there and to create equity and wealth in a company that's traded on NASDAQ and also the fastest growing. I'm going to call it the Uber of real estate. You have everybody else over here and then you have them. There's another couple, you know, companies that are out there that are chasing it. But when you've got 90,000 agents in 10 years and it's growing with no debt and all growth, it's a good chase. I'd rather be on the front line.
I know Angela has a question for you about what you're building. And it's amazing how time flies on the show. We have 7 minutes left. So we're going to be efficient and we're going to talk through this. So Ange, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, Craig, you answered a little bit of one question or actually opened a door into one of the questions I really have, which is, you know, I think any industry really needs to be responding to the globalization and connectedness that the world has, no matter what industry that you're in. Right. And so, you know, I think real estate being such an industry where, you know, it's bricks and mortar, it's kind of, you know, it's typically thought of, you have to be in that space in that region. And obviously you just mentioned how you're kind of taking that to the next level, but beyond this, beyond the sort of geographic, you know, reach is larger for you now, what other ways are you thinking of or doing things that are bringing you into the future of work? So how are you building cultures, keeping them engaged, connected, if they are virtual? How do you kind of build a culture and sort of get prepared for even what's beyond this? What's next?
I'll be honest, COVID taught us a lot of things. You could take it as a negative, but it taught us a lot of things. If you're sitting behind a desk and you're supposed to be in sales and meeting people, you're not making money. You need to be out seeing people. So no matter where you are, it's coaching and helping them do that. Majority of all the real estate brokers or coaches and all that stuff that are in the brick and mortar in those spots are not out selling. They don't know what's going on. So where people that are working with me, I'm in the field. I'm not competing against them. I'm helping them. I'm in collaboration. I'm living in abundance. I'm not living in fear. Where in a lot of companies, you're living in fear, like, oh, it's my little squirrel. So what I'm trying to do is just develop a mindset, develop a collaboration that is one ship. As the tide rises, all ships will rise. We do Zooms weekly. We do mastermind calls. We talk on the phone. We do FaceTimes. It's there. The technology is there. Unfortunately, we're taught, oh, we got to sit at a boardroom, at a board table, and listen to this. That's called accountability to the managers to prove that you're doing it. Accountability is really in the numbers and what you want to be. Be what you want to be, not what somebody else wants to be. You want to sell 4 houses in a year? Do it in 1 month. Take 11 months off. Why kill yourself for a year? You know what I'm saying? It's your choice. Got to have a plan, though. You got to have a routine, got to have a plan. And you know that from coaching. Without a plan, you're not going anywhere. And if your mentors aren't teaching you a plan and helping you establish that, You're not going anywhere. So that's what I do, and that's where I'm expanding, because I'm also having fun. And remember, your organization only runs as fast as the lead horse. And my goal is to really run fast at 58 years old and let all these young guys try to catch me.
I love it.
I live life in 90 day segments. So my world can't get that messed up in 90 days. Right. It's either going to go really great or really bad. But no matter what it is, I start over every 90 days and get at it.
And that's a good point too, Greg, because it keeps you present moment focused too, which I think a lot of us kind of get, you know, we forget that how important that is. Yeah. Sorry, Mark, go ahead.
That's okay. So let's talk about 12 90 day segments. So if we look out, if this were 2027, this date in 2027, 3 years from now, and you're looking back, Craig, this is what you just said is a perfect lead into this. What is your vision? What does your life look like? That could be your business. That could be personally. That could be professionally. What would have to happen during that three-year period for you to believe that that was a successful time in your life?
First of all, there's a great book, Be Your Future Self Now.
I love
it. By Dr. Benjamin Hardlin. Okay.
And by the way, he partners with Dan Sullivan, who's the guy that created the question I just asked you.
Exactly. That Dan Sullivan, that's kind of where that came from, that 90-day thing. So where do I see myself? Experiencing the best that life has to offer and exhausting it with enthusiasm and energy. That is me. That is my mantra of where I want to go and what I want to do. And how am I going to do that? I'm going to have a minimum 1,000 agents across the United States and the world in the real estate industry that I'm helping change their lives to have a better focus of their legacy, their wealth, their equity in owning a company. Ours is the only company you can own on the stock market, okay? And having freedom of no boundaries, you can be licensed in multiple states. So a minimum of 1,000 agents. I'm going to be selling to the people and working with the clients that I want in my marketplace still. I am expanding. Matter of fact, today I just signed up for my Florida class. I know my family, I have a lot of people, a lot of family down there. I'm going to be doing more business down there. I'm licensed at the beaches in New Jersey. I'm never going to stop learning. And I'm going to have the freedom to change lives, make money, and have fun. Because the more money I make, the more I can give back to my community too. Because I live in abundance, like I had said. And I'm going to have fun with my family. I'm creating a legacy for them to be able to do fun things that I didn't do in the beginning. And also for my grandkids. Who knows? I might have some kids, some of my Corey Cole or Casey married. I might have grandkids. And that's only what God gives me. And Linda and I are excited either way. But one thing we are not doing is we are not sitting to let grass grow under our feet at our age, because you don't know when your last day is going to be. That's why this is the year of grow and glow. Light it up. I am the fire. The fire is in me, and I am the fire.
I love it. You are the fire. And you have, I know, one question, and then I have a quick closing question. We got to do all that in about a minute.
Yeah. So just a quick follow-up to that. I mean, you talked about, Craig, legacy. Talk to us about that, other than how you're living it. What do you want to leave behind as you look back in the rearview mirror?
I want to help people that didn't believe that they could have financial freedom, have financial freedom. Not just my kids. That EXP is one of the only real estate companies that, as I'm building a business and I leave this world, that they get. They can inherit it as long as they're licensed. So they can run my business still and go without being a broker, without having to be across state lines is number one. And also the agents, building agents that don't know what they're doing now, that will be struggling, and having them financially freedom too. So that's what I want to do. Change all of that in an industry that it doesn't exist.
Love it. Craig, I know you're a little bit of a music fan. What's your favorite song? My last fun question.
You're going to think I'm a little crazy here. Jennifer Lopez, Let's Get Loud. All in. All in. When I was speaking with my producer, Mike Reed, you always use that when I used to come on the stage. I've been in front of 2,000 to 4,000 people at a time, 100 people, whatever it might be. That is my go-to. I come into my office every morning. I play that video of her on stage playing Let's Get Loud. I crank it up and I dance like nobody's watching in my office.
Perfect song for you. By the way, you know, I'm reading Angelo Cataldi's book, a fun book called Loud. you know, which is describes him. So, and it just, and I think it's a great way to describe yourself. I love it.
There you go.
Craig, great show. It was, I knew it would be fun. It was a lot of fun having you here today. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Ange. Everybody that's listening, thanks for listening to Founders Forum, and we'll see you again next week.